something, and a little more.
Town elect planning board to order on Wednesday, May 2nd. Members of the board are present with the exception of Supervisor Meyer, who has an excused absence. Media has been notified, please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need a motion to approve the agenda?
I guess I'm the one to do it.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the vouchers, do we got numbers?
Oh, I am so sorry. The ambulance is voucher number 1746 through 1750. And the general fund is 50410 through 50481.
I'd move to approve those vouchers.
Sorry.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Item number seven, approval of the minutes of the March 21st, 2018 regular town board meeting.
Okay, I would move that we approve those minutes.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the March 21st, 2018 meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Item number eight, we'll need to table, is that's the meeting that you weren't present at, Bob.
No, no.
So we'll do that the next one.
Gotcha.
Treasurer's report.
Nothing too much happening. We're starting to get more and more business, though, in the transfer station. But we did get a $88,881.02 subsidy for roads. So that, and other than that, nothing too much happening. So the balance in the regular town account is $1,102,186.99. And then the ambulance is $503,771.75.
I would move to approve that report.
I'll second that. A motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Item 10, public comment on agenda items. Seeing none, we'll move on to item number 11, which I would like to table in that Chris is unable to attend today due to an unfortunate recent accident. So we'll put that on a future agenda, the next one. Item number 12, discussion, possible action, purchase of road broom and/or cold patch hot box. Wanted to put that onto another agenda, at least with the hot box. So Pete, you have information for us. Let's start with the broom.
The broom, I got two quotes for an M&amp;B brand broom. They're a common broom, I think every town up here has one. That's what our old one was, it was probably 30 years old. The cheapest quote comes out to be, I think, $12,096. Oh, and then another $858 for an oil cooler.
Oil cooler.
And that would be from Truck Equipment out of Wausau that we've dealt with before.
And the reason being is our old broom is just...
Yeah, it's done.
It's worn.
It's done. We've patched it and welded and bearings, and it doesn't even work very good anymore because it's so out of whack. It's just, we've gotten our use out of it.
30 years, yeah.
Yeah. And then the other thing is a heated patch box. We go get patched to patch the roads in town, and we're kind of at the mercy of the weather. It has to be a hot, sunny day, for that patch to be pliable, to shovel it, to do a good job, to put it in a pothole and get it somewhat flat. And it's not just potholes. We've got stretches where the plows take up, you know, 5 foot wide by 10 foot long area, and we've got to lay it out nice and flat. And this year was extremely bad. This is the worst year since I've seen, since I've been here 15 years, between the late snow, the moisture in the ground, and we tore up some of it just with our plow trucks trying to get rid of that foot of snow and whatever else snow piles we got. So we really need both of these this year to catch up on patching and fixing everything up. And we need a broom to broom all the old debris out so we can lay down a good foundation inside of there. If you just put it over the top or everything, it breaks up again and it's not good. So, and we need a broom anyways to clean up the intersections, to clean up some roads that get all the leaves and needles on them later in the year. You know, we really use it a lot. And the patch machine, instead of, like I said, being at the mercy of the weather to go all summer long on cold, cloudy days, we can't patch. This machine, we can have a load in it, it plugs in overnight, and it stays warm. We get to work in the morning, we take off, we can patch. It can be a 65 degree overcast summer day, and we can do that. Then we can go to town and get another load, and it's heated, and it heats it up, and we can do, you know, we can get a lot of it done in a hurry. Otherwise, normal years, we're at the mercy of the weather, and then hopefully come August, September, we're catching up on this. This is where it'd be nice to get it done, especially this year, just get it done.
Physically park the truck in the sun.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. You got to be at the mercy of the weather, you know, and that's, we've got too much to do, and it's something we would get good use out of.
We'd had some conversation before about a new cold patch mix. Is that not working out well?
That is a spring mix that you can use all, or even in the winter. It's got a whole lot of oil in it. It's really soft, and it's kind of gummy. You can go out on a 45 degree day and put that in, but
does it not hold up as well?
No, it doesn't hold up as well. I don't think it's got, I think it's more expensive because it's got a lot more oil and stuff to it, and it's in Wausau.
Ah, well, so
it's a good fix in the spring. We've been using it around here if you've seen us out, and we're just trying to get the actual deep potholes right now. We're waiting to do everything else, hopefully when we get...
Because we went down and got a couple loads of that.
Yep, right? Yep. Yeah, we got two loads to do, but we had to do, and we had to cut out a culvert out on Indian Village Road that was pushing up. Right now we're letting the gravel settle, but we're going to put it in there maybe even tomorrow. But yeah, you can get stuff, but it's not what you normally use.
Okay.
It's got a lot of sand in it and oil.
Yeah.
Is where the stuff we like to use has more stone in it, so it holds up better because it's stone, not sand and oil.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that cold patch come apart sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That price on that broom, is that a trade-in price?
No, the other one, there's nothing worth trading in.
So what's going to be coming at? Just junked out, discarded?
For the most part, yeah, because I don't think there's any parts
that we can use, you know, if there's a shaft on there that we might be able to use as a pry bar or something of that type, but once we're done with them, they're pretty well shot.
All right.
Jim?
Is this a detachable broom that goes on one truck, or can it go on multiple trucks?
It could go on our big plow trucks. The hitch is the same, but it goes on the front end loader because it's so maneuverable. You can... turn it like this, back up is where the big trucks, all that back and forth takes a lot more, and you're cranking the wheel and you can't see. It used to be on a truck when I first started here, and then we converted our front end loader to accept it, and it's
much better.
Way better, yeah.
Easier with the loader, but it can go on the truck.
Yep, it could go on a truck. It's the same 29-inch Hustings hitch, same hitch. So.
And we do have money budgeted for new equipment additions, which is what this would go under.
Did you give us a price? I don't remember on the cold patch.
Yeah, that is $14,405.
Wow, is that expensive?
That's on the broom.
Nope.
No,
$12,000 on the broom.
The broom is
$12,096.
Oh, okay.
Plus
$858.
Yes.
I wrote it down.
What's the... Plus for the oil core.
Yeah, know, plus the 850.
Which you almost have to have because that gets way too hot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that they don't just automatically put that on.
Right, because the way we've got it now, on hot days, we have to stop, let it cool down. As we're with this, it shouldn't get as hot.
Doesn't this, you talked about how you use this broom on the front loader?
Yes.
So shouldn't that agenda item be sort of with this?
Well...
Because you can't use it if it's not repaired, right?
It is.
And the reason why the loader, I wanted to table that, is one of the places that could repair it for us is also my employer. And so that I'm not accused of unethical behavior here.
Again.
Thanks, Bob.
That's why you're here.
The loader at this time, we can still use to broom.
Oh, okay.
The part on it that's bad, that needs to be repaired, is mainly for lifting purposes. But in terms of putting the broom on it, doesn't matter. It goes on the front and it runs the hydraulics. It's not for the boom purposes.
And there's those bushings in the swivel part
Yeah.
that are starting to get those too. I mean, it's functional right now, but it's going to need some maintenance down to it, some repair.
And how much is that hot box?
14 something.
Oh, that's the 14. Oh, okay.
12 something for the other.
Yeah.
Plus 800.
Is that the total?
So it's $12,161 on the broom, $14,405.
What do we need? We need a motion to approve the expenditure?
Yes.
Okay, I would move that we approve on both. I think they're...
Do we have a total?
$26,566 would be the total for the two items, if my math is right.
It's going to keep us from doing a swan dive into a pothole, I think.
Well, that, and also with the broom on the intersections this time of year, because of the accumulation of debris, people hit the brakes on those things and they skid right through.
And we have been out with the backpack bowlers cleaning some of the intersections.
I saw that.
But that doesn't get the heavier stone that really throws you off. So we're doing what we can for now, but it'd be nice if we can get this.
What kind of delivery time do they give you?
Approximately 4 weeks, and that's not guaranteed. So if this is all goes good, I will go today yet and order them.
Okay, motion has been made to approve the purchase of the broom and the cold patch hot box. I'll second that. Okay, now motion has been made and seconded to approve them. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. We need a motion to adjourn at 1:14.
So moved.
I'll second. Motion been made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you, everybody, for coming. Thank